I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
1 week from today, Election Day. It's everything. It is everything. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. There's going to be a lot of lawyers involved. There's a lot of nonsense already happening. We've been covering all of it for you all day today. But I'm very excited to welcome back to the show. He's a great guy, too, and it's great to have him. Bobby Nanaway is the Goya Foods CEO and senior advisor for the America First Policy Institute. And he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Mr. Nanaway, thanks for coming back on the show. It's great to have you. How you doing?
Great, Rich. You are great. You are great. And we're going to make America great.
I appreciate you saying that. You know, last time you were on the show with me, you really opened our eyes to the issue of children being smuggled over the border, the children who are missing in this country. And I'm so grateful for you on speaking out on these things.
Yes, you know, it's a business, Rich. It's hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, drugs and trafficking. Last year, you know, Tara Lee Rhodes had a testimony, a whistleblower, that 85,000 children were missing, and, you know, we were the middleman. But they weren't missing. They were sold. You know, 40 kids dropped at one address. That's not a home. That's a business. And interestingly enough, the Secretary for Homeland Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, told his group, hey, we're not bringing these people in fast enough. Henry Ford would be ashamed of the inefficiency. So that was last year when he said that. This year, the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security under Mayorkas said that there are 300, the president keeps talking about this, 325,000 children missing. Again, they're not missing, they're sold. And you know this, I have a good friend named Ben Carson. He said that there's more slavery in the world today than in the history of the world. And the number one victim of this is the Latino community. And 70% are women, 25% are children. And, you know, this is overseen. And the president said it today at his press conference. It's overseen by Kamala Harris. And, you know, we are the middleman. She has cost lives. There's three types of immigration coming from the north, from the south, and then there's this parole system, which I found out about, you know, recent months. That's where we're bringing tens of thousands of people in from Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. They fly them in. They're dropping, like the president says, 32,000 people in Aurora, Colorado. They're taking over residences. They're collecting rent. They're like, getting protection. Mm-hmm. And these are people coming in. And, you know, I've been working 48 years. You know, I'm 70 years old. I've been working 48 years. And if I were to get a Social Security check, if we ever get to that, and I won't probably need it, but it might be close to $3,000-$4,000. The average Social Security check is $1,200. But an illegal coming into this country that hasn't worked for a second gets over $3,800 in benefits. We have Americans homeless, sleeping on the streets while we have this winter coming, and we have illegals sleeping in warm hotels and demanding it, demanding respect. But we're not respecting Americans. We're not respecting anybody.
Yeah, you know,
in this country.
And Bob, it's amazing how much more outrage there is over a dumb joke by a comedian than there is over the treatment of these children, of these human beings who are being trafficked across the border. It really kind of shows you a lot about priorities, doesn't it?
Yeah, this joke, which also previous to the garbage joke, which he had a sex joke about, you know, Latinos making babies and all that. Just horrific, very low. But let me tell you this, and I'm Puerto Rican. I had 4 of my 6 children were born in Puerto Rico. And, you know, we love President Trump. I know President Trump. He loves this country. He loves us. And we love him. He does not have a racial bone in him. He knew nothing about this. You know, when I spoke at a Republican National Convention, and every word of mine was approved and vetted. And in the teleprompter up there, I couldn't change a thing. It was my words, but I couldn't go beyond that. This guy, it doesn't mean that I can't go up there and, hey, we have free speech in this country. But, you know, we shouldn't be free to insult each other and harm each other. But this guy, I think he went off the cuff, but they made a big mistake. President Trump didn't even know about this. You know, he's so, ingrained in saving this country. And I tell you, when I went 4 years ago to the White House to give food away and to be a commissioner of the White House Commission on Hispanic Prosperity, I said we were blessed. That word came onto my lips from the Holy Spirit. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's a Puerto Rican, Julian Castro, Lin-Manuel Miranda, all these elitists and Congress people, they called for the destruction of Goya Foods. The thousands of people at Goya Foods, as a Puerto Rican, calling for the destruction of our company and people just because I said we were blessed by President Trump. And you know what President Trump did? He came out and supported us. He says, I love Goya. And we went from a boycott to a boycott. He came and defended us. He loves Latinos. Look, Latinos are going in droves. It's the first time in history you have a Republican getting 50% of the Latino vote, and that's where we are. And it's because I think Latinos were feeling as a big part of the working class, exploited by this economy, exploited by trafficking and drugs, and exploited in every way possible. So, you know, we Puerto Ricans are Americans. We vote. There's 6 million. We're the second largest group in this country, 6 million on the mainland, 3 million on the island. And, you know, we're giving way to people to come into this country and take our freedoms away. The people, this administration, only wants to exploit, use, and abuse us. And if this happens, you know, you can vote your way out of freedom, but you can't vote your way in. Because once you've lost it, you're not going to get it back.
It's so well said. And I your personal experience with President Trump, Bobby Nattaway, is so key and vital here in your work on this. And by the way, just for the record, we are a Goya Foods family. I told you this last time you were on the show. Rice and beans in particular is a almost daily staple in my home because my daughter, Claire, will only eat Goya rice and beans. No other brand. I don't know what it is, but she just will not. So just so you know, we are a Goya family. I want you to know that, number one. And I'm proud of that fact because of who you are and what you stand for. And that means a lot to me because you care about people. You really do. And your company's values care about people, too. And Trump is getting record. And so I want to ask you about the business aspect of things, because as a businessman, as a guy who understands how to make money and give people jobs and give people hope and give people prosperity, and Donald Trump being a businessman, too. And I think a lot of what we're seeing with the support among Latino voters, young black men, I think it is the message of hope. But I also think a couple other things, too. I think they're tired of the invasion at the border, what we talked about. And Bob, I also think for a lot of these voters, they're sick of the curriculum in our schools that is indoctrinating our children. They're sick of the left support of transgender athletes in sports that are, you know, taking away titles from our young girls. I think there's a lot of this that from their perspective of their morals and values, really, they have a problem with this.
Yes, and I think we're getting value from letters and flags instead of value from God. You know, we need to love and value each other. But this isn't just a U.S. problem. And I think what's amazing with Donald Trump is that he gets in to office and we're once again respected around the world. And in Spain, you can transition at 12 years old without your parents' permission. Germany, France, England, they're all going wacko woke. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so if he gets in, you're going to see a straightening out, you know, a righting of the ship in this country. And I believe in the world. I believe Donald Trump has been chosen because we're in a spiritual war. For me, we're in a spiritual war. This is evil. You know, selling kids, you know, transitioning our bodies. You know, and all this, you know, not respecting, hating the Jews, hating Donald Trump, hating each other. This is good versus evil. And I think that Donald Trump's been chosen by God to lead this country closer to God. And so it's so essential, this election, not just for, in my opinion, the United States of America, but for the world.
And I think that the assassination attempt, which he barely survived, it backs up everything you just said.
Well, you know, when I said blessed on July 9th, 2020, the Holy Spirit put that words on my list. And since that moment, the hand of God has been on him. On July 13th at 6:11 in the afternoon, which is St. Paul to the Ephesians, put on the armor of God against evil. He turned his head toward a graph that was usually up front to the left at the end of the program. It was to the right in the back at the beginning of the program. And at that moment, that precise moment, a bullet went from going parallel to his head, I mean, perpendicular to his head, to parallel. And Grayson, the hand of God at that moment turned him. And unfortunately, innocent people around him were killed. And it smells of let's let this happen, because they won't do anything, whoever the powers to be are, to stop this man. And why? Because he takes it on the chin every day. Why? Because he's been chosen by God. And evil in every way is after President Trump. And it won't happen. I know that God has his hand on Donald Trump, and he will be our next president. We need to bring the House and Senate along with it so that he can fulfill, you know, the things that he wants to do.
Bobby Nanaway, I really appreciate your time today. And you're a busy guy. You made time for us. It means a lot to me. Last thing I want to ask you before I let you go is, When you think about the support that President Trump is receiving among the Latino population in this country, and the left screams about him being filled, they make up lies about him, these awful comparisons to, you know, Hitler and everything else, and even her campaign had to acknowledge the super PAC, this is not working for them. Why do they keep doing it, you think, Bob? Why do they keep doubling down on this hateful rhetoric against this man who I know personally and you know personally and is a good man? Why do they keep doing it, you think?
Because it's pure evil. And if they keep up that rhetoric, they'll have more assassination attempts. They want to kill this man. They don't want them to ruin their business. And let me tell you, as a businessman, the only industry that has thrived under the Harris-Biden administration and all the people around it, behind it, is drugs and trafficking. Mm-hmm. It's hundreds of billions of dollars. They want the money. And they want to stay in control, money and power. The genie to Aladdin, never drink from the cups of money or power. You'll never be satisfied. And they will stop at nothing, nothing to do it. And I think this guy, this joke, this comedian was a plant also in there. He did damage. But, you know, President Trump today, he kept going. He didn't even address it. You know, the more you address stuff, you stir it up, it smells more. So just let it lie. It's the left would love to take advantage of it. And he just is ignoring it and saying, I'm going to save this country. End of story.
Bobby Nanaway, I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you for making time for us here in Philadelphia. Keep up the great work, and God bless.
God bless you, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. Do me a favor and mark down on your calendar November 9th for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Honor all those who served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza, and bring your documents that need shredding, okay? Do that today. Great stuff here. I'm telling you, man, I feel the momentum. The momentum is there. I really feel it, but we can't take anything for granted. That's for sure. No doubt about that. We will not going into this. But I'm looking at Fox News right now showing several key Senate races become more competitive, one of them right here in Pennsylvania, and Bob Casey, who is running away from Kamala Harris and running into the arms of Donald Trump. It really is amazing. Listen, you know, online privacy and security is essential to me. It's essential these days. I don't want anyone tracking me. I don't want anyone spying on me. I've been using DuckDuckGo for years. Well, now I've subscribed to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. This is great. It's a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that helps protect your personal info from being exploited by hackers, scammers, and privacy invasive companies. Plus, it's from DuckDuckGo, so you know it's legit. With Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere. Second, it has identity theft restoration. If your identity gets stolen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore it. And third, personal information removal. This is great. If you ever search your name online and notice how many sites are selling information about you, try it yourself. Privacy Pro will help you remove your personal info from those creepy sites so that they can't share or sell it. I mean, that is essential in this day and age. You got to have this. And you get all that for only $9.99 a month. That's it. That's it. $10 a month. And as my listener, if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you get an exclusive 7-day free trial on us. That's duckduckgo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, so as we continue along here today, before we get out of here, yes, we got a lot going on. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And by the way, got to mention to you, the big story of the hour is the election. Still, obviously, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. Dr. Veneria is the master of implant dentistry, named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today by calling 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. All right, do that today. Excellent. And I wanted to share this clip with you as well. There's a lot of this, some great stuff here. The IRS whistleblowers. I would be remiss if I did not talk about this story. The IRS whistleblowers involved in the Hunter Biden tax case revealed that the IRS, the DOJ, and the FBI, they all knew the Hunter Biden laptop was real immediately. And they claim prosecutors demanded they not ask questions about Joe Biden ahead of the 2020 election. This is investigative report Catherine Herridge, who was kicked out of CBS for asking the right questions, or I should say for them, the wrong questions. Cut number 10.
When you received this email from your IRS supervisor after Hunter Biden's guilty plea, thank you for your commitment to the mission, which culminated in a great conviction.
Those are words that are not supported by the actions of the agency.
What you're saying is that within the IRS, there is disparate treatment of American taxpayers.
What they call it is sensitive investigations.
But sensitive investigation sounds like code for powerful elite people.
There's a list in the Internal Revenue Manual that says what a sensitive person is, and it's exactly that.
There was no question in your mind the big guy was Joe Biden.
We corroborated that the big guy was Joe Biden, yes.
We knew that the laptop was real. DOJ knew that the laptop was real.
FBI knew the laptop.
There were a lot of overt investigative steps that we were not allowed to take because we had an upcoming election.
When we were doing the interviews, the prosecutors specifically told us that they didn't want to ask about the big guy because they knew it was Joe Biden.
You came forward as whistleblowers. Your information was accurate, that you're sitting here today with us alleging that you've been punished every step of the way by the government bureaucracy.
IRS is just has a smothering blanket on me, hoping that I quit, that they find some way to terminate me or commit suicide or something.
That I'm up against a machine that has millions of dollars, that has the ability to fight me.
People have to have confidence. Justice is going to be administered fairly, regardless of who you are.
Good for them. I mean, good for them for speaking out. But it is outrageous. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous that they knew all this and they covered it up. And that is what is so incredibly frustrating. Oh, and you know what? I mean, with all this outrage over a joke by a comedian, where's the outrage? This is a Black Women for Harris Zoom call. Black Women for Harris, the organizer of this, has something to say to all you white women out there. Where are all the white women at? By the way, big loss in Hollywood today. I don't know. Did you, Justin, you ever see Young Frankenstein? Did you ever see Young Frankenstein, the movie?
It's something I've probably watched over the years, but I can't remember who
passed
away.
It's one of the best. The Sanits, you ever see Young Frankenstein?
I prefer not to answer.
You did not see Young Frankenstein. Terry Garr. All right, how about Mr. Mom? Did you ever see Mr. Mom?
I've never even heard of
him. Oh, come on! What's wrong with you people? Tootsie?
I've heard of it.
Oh, man, come on! Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman, no?
Never seen it.
They would cancel that movie today because he dressed up like a woman anyway. All right, well, it's a great one. Justin, put on your list. Young Frankenstein.
Wasn't Terry Garr also in Dumb and Dumber?
Was she?
I think she was.
Really?
Because now that when you mentioned the name, I'm like, I remember seeing that in the credits of Dumb and Dumber.
Are you pulling up the IMDb? You got to go IMDb on this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me check.
All right.
She was in Dumb and Dumber.
She was in Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. Good job, Justin. You see that? Justin with the man.
Pulling out the deep cuts.
I'm telling you. I love it. All right, well, here's anyway, the Black Women for Harris, cut number 9.
All the trailer parks, all covered. All of the people up in West Virginia in the hills, they covered. They got them all the way there to Wall Street. He did that. And we sitting there talking about the white women, forget the white women. They're going to do what they white men tell them to do.
Yeah, that's what they tell themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, they be smiling in your face. They want to stay in charge. They miss Ann. Mm-hmm. So I don't care nothing about them. I know, we got to do what we got to do. That's my interpretation.
F the white women. F them, you white women. F you. That's what I say. That's what I've been saying to everybody who doesn't believe me. By the way, Victoria Nuland made a sweeping allegation. I don't have time to play this before our next break, but basically saying that Putin has got a brand new, very, very powerful tool, which is Elon Musk and X. Actually, let's play a little bit of this from that hack, Victoria Nuland. No, I don't have time because we're gonna play Senator Joni Ernst. If you missed it earlier in the show, we're gonna do an encore replay of that. It was excellent and it was great. Oh, Let It Ride too. Yes. Let It Ride. She was in that, too. Terry Garr was a great actress. That's sad for America. Sad for America that she died. She was fantastic. But Young Frankenstein. Frankenstein! Not Frankenstein. Frankenstein, Justin. Ah, you kids. You kids. All right, listen. Emmons Roofing and Siding is going to help you out because that's what they do. Emmons is fantastic. They do great work, and I trust them, and you should trust them as well. EmmonsRoofing.com. That's where you want to go. EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com. How about 10% off? 10% off with roofing, siding, windows, Anderson windows, and doors. Emmons will take great care of you and give you that 10% off discount. And they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So reach out to them today by going to EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's a pleasure to welcome to the show United States Senator from Iowa. She served our country, and it's great to have her on the show. Senator Joni Ernst joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Hey, Senator, thanks for making the time. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Oh, of course. Thanks so much. It's great to be on with you.
You are helping Dave McCormick out a lot. You're helping President Trump out a lot, and I appreciate that. I also appreciate your service to our country. You are retired as a lieutenant colonel and still in the Iowa Army National Guard, so thank you for that. It means a lot to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you are very welcome. And I'm actually retired now. I retired as a lieutenant colonel. So,
congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I'm glad to do it. And I'm so glad to be out there supporting people that appreciate our service members and know what it means to serve our country. Under President Trump, our military was strong. Our enemies feared us. And certainly with Dave McCormick, you know, the man is a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point. He is a combat veteran like I am. And I could not appreciate his service more in uniform. And now as he's running for U.S. Senate. And I do hope the folks in Pennsylvania recognize what he will bring to the table to lower the costs of goods in the United States of America, to strengthen our military, and to secure our border.
And how much does it matter to have a Republican Senate to help President Trump? It's everything, right?
It is absolutely everything. We all know and understand that for President Trump to have his nominees, he must have a Senate that will help him get his appointees into the agencies. If we have a Democratic Senate led by Chuck Schumer, we won't be able to get those nominees over the finish line. They will stall at every possible opportunity. So to have Dave McCormick, again, he is a man of value. He is a man of character. He will help President Trump with his nominees and initiatives. And I just think it's so important that everyone realize we need a Republican majority in the Senate. And Dave McCormick is quite obviously our pathway to the majority.
And he's a good guy, too. You know, I've gotten to know Dave over the last couple of years. He's a good guy. His heart's in the right place. And Bob Casey has done nothing. I mean, he's done nothing for Pennsylvania. He's disappeared. He's missing in action. He's asleep at the wheel. But he's not a fighter for Pennsylvania. And that's what really bothers me about him, is that we have watched as this war on energy that the Biden administration has waged against our state. And Casey has done nothing about it. I mean, the liquid natural gas export ban, it's on the books right now, Senator Ernst. And Casey, I don't even think he's spoken out against it.
Right, exactly. And for heaven's sakes, you know, Iowa, we are blessed with strong agriculture. Well, you know what? Pennsylvania is blessed with incredible natural energy resources. And we should be tapping into this. We should be exploiting the resources that we have here in the United States and be less reliant upon our foreign adversaries for energy sources. Let's make sure that we are energy dominant. And you're right. Senator Casey has not spoken out against the ban. We know that Vice President Kamala Harris has stated quite clearly, at least a while ago, she's been flip-flop and back and forth on fracking, which tells me that she does not have a strong strong desire to really tap into our natural resources. So you can't trust her on energy, and certainly Bob Casey has not even been helping his own Pennsylvanians there in the Keystone State. We need a fighter and someone who's going to stand up for America and our natural resources, and that's going to be Dave McCormick.
Since you brought up agriculture and Iowa, where you represent Iowa in the United States Senate, Senator Joni Ernst, agriculture is our number one industry in Pennsylvania. President Trump was in PA, Western Pennsylvania, a short time ago, talked about farming, protecting the farmers from China. How important is that to agriculture and to the farmers?
You know, it is extremely important, and people have asked me about this because President Trump has brought up tariffs in the past, and you know what? He uses that as leverage against those that are taking advantage of the United States and taking advantage of our farmers. We saw this in his first administration, and you know what? I had a farmer that laid it out so clearly. He said, you know what? I am glad that President Trump is standing up for us. Finally, someone is, because you know what? When we load our soybeans, our corn onto those big ships and they're going across the Pacific Ocean, he said, you know what? The Chinese will cancel their contracts with all those commodities sitting out in the middle of the ocean. And then they have no choice but to come back and renegotiate for a lower cost. And that's hurting our farmers. Yeah. And finally, President Trump is the one that did something about it. So Pennsylvania, be glad you've got a fighter that wants to come back into the White House. We really need Donald Trump.
And he's going to protect the cheeseburger. And look, I know that sounds funny, but it's true. I mean, Kamala Harris at one point said she would consider a ban on cheeseburgers because of climate change. Look, this stuff matters, you know, not only just for the freedom, because I love cheeseburgers, Senator, but also for our farmers. Like, we can't have the Green New Deal. And it's hard enough being a family farmer in this country right now without the left going after beef.
Oh, my gosh. I know. So the left is going after beef. They want a red meat ban. They want us to, you know, scale back on pork and other types of animal agriculture. And we can't have this. You know, we need those lean sources of protein. I love a good cheeseburger. Uh-huh. But yes, the left ideas are just so outrageous. So it's everything from banning fracking and our, of course, great energy sources, you know, really putting the wrench to all of our farmers, whether you're in beef cattle industry, the dairy industry, the pork industry, all the way to even, you know, heaven forbid, but it's happening now, you know, boys and girls sports. I mean, their ideas are so outrageous. I can't even express how outraged I am about some of their ideas.
Well, you were talking about the University of Pennsylvania, which is right down the street from where I'm broadcasting right now. And my friend Paula Scanlon, who had to swim, you know, against a biological male, and that biological male who wound up, you know, defeating her in the competitions, it's not right. And I think it is a sleeping issue, Senator. I've got three kids. I've got a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old daughter, and I got a 4-year-old daughter. And I talk to parents all the time about this. I mean, they are outraged about this, the transgender sports issue and, you know, biological males in locker rooms with their little girls and how hard these little girls have to work to get to where they are to be able to be a college athlete, to lose to a guy. I mean, it's outrageous. I think it really is a sleeping issue in this election.
Yeah, it really is. And the United Nations just came out with a report, and it showed that worldwide, 900 medals and championships have been given to biological males that have competed in female sports.
Wow.
So for those that are saying, hey, this never happens, oh, no big deal, it's just a onesie or twosie, no, 900 titles have been given to biological males that are competing against females. This is an issue. We need to pay attention to it. And I can't believe that the left is turning a blind eye on women that have worked so hard to get where they are. Whatever happened to Title IX and women's rights? Oh, my heaven.
Yeah, and they rewrote that without any congressional action. I mean, I'm just so sick of all the what this administration has done by executive fiat, whether it is essentially now making gas cars They'll be illegal soon because of the EPA regulations they put out. Again, nothing that Congress passed. The rewrite of Title IX, nothing that Congress passed. It's really infuriating. I'd be remiss, though, if I did not ask you, Senator. I mean, given your incredible service to our country, retiring as a lieutenant colonel in the Army and your service overseas, you were a commander in Kuwait and Iraq, leading 150 Iowa Army National Guardsmen during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Dave McCormick served in the 82nd Airborne. He's a graduate of West Point. We are, I think, right now on the precipice of World War III. And I don't just say that as hyperbole. I'm very nervous about the state of the world right now.
Yes, I am, too. And that's why I'm working so hard to make sure that Donald J. Trump and Dave McCormick are elected into the office of the presidency and the United States Senate, is because we need someone that will pay attention to what's going on around the globe. We saw unprecedented peace around the globe with Donald Trump in office. Why? Because he was strong. Our adversaries feared us and our allies could trust us. We don't see that right now. The world is on fire under Kamala Harris's leadership, starting with the god-awful fall of Afghanistan. We have seen wars break out all around the world. And what have they done? Absolutely nothing. Our adversaries no longer fear us. They think we are the laughingstock of the world. We need a leader in the White House that adversaries are going to tremble in fear over. And certainly they don't do that with Kamala Harris. And of course, with Dave McCormick and his extraordinary service as an airborne infantryman, ranger, they will quake with him being in the United States Senate.
Well, that's just it, right? We got to have peace through strength, like President Reagan said. And we have to keep the crazy people at bay, because we need the crazy people to think that if they mess with us, there's going to be real ramifications for this. And the other part of this policy, too, with this administration that infuriates me is we don't know where we're going with Ukraine. There seems to be no end game in sight. They don't tell us anything. They don't ask Congress to pass any resolutions here. And there's no talks of peace, yet they tell Israel what to do. They boss Netanyahu around. They try to anyway. He doesn't listen to them, thank God. But they try to tell them how to fight their wars.
Right, exactly. And they withhold the arms that are necessary. You know, if you look at the debacle in Ukraine, one, it never should have happened. Russia would have never invaded Ukraine if we had had a leader that would push back on Russia and say, don't you dare, because if you do, you know, this will happen. We didn't have that. And certainly with Israel, when you're telling Israel, don't do this, you know, you can't use our weapons for this. Oh, let's withhold the weapons you need. This is no way to help our partners and allies. And like I said, we see unprecedented levels of wars breaking out around the world. This is absolutely incredible. We are living in history right now. I am so scared to see what would happen if Kamala Harris were to be elected president. Utter failure what she has done in this past 4 years. I cannot imagine another 4 years of what our world will look like under her if that should ever happen.
All right, last question for you, because I know you got to run, and I appreciate your time here in Pennsylvania, but I just got to ask you, just as a guy who loves bacon, is pork belly better than bacon, and should I smoke it? What do you recommend?
Oh, my gosh. They are equally as delicious. Your pork belly, man, if you throw a little brown sugar on there and it's smoked, oh, heaven. I'm telling you what, you cannot go wrong with a good piece of pork belly. But yes, I grew up on a hog farm. We had the best of all worlds growing up in rural Iowa. So, yes. Go
and baby
it.
Back ribs,
smoke
right? You
got to
go always baby
no,
back ribs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate that.
Don't let them ban it. Don't let them ban
no,
it.
No, and we don't want China owning our farms either. We don't want that.
Exactly.
Senator, thank you. Follow Senator Ernst on X at Joni Ernst. And thanks for everything you're doing to help Dave McCormick get elected
you
and
bet.
President Trump. We appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Go vote. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Senator.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.